ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Zhong Li, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESP is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Zhongyi Football, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Wednesday, and if you're one of those people who's new to the show, we do things a little bit differently on Wednesday. We put odds on everything. So when you call or text or tweet or send a raven or stand naked outside with a question on your chest, put odds on it. Technically percentages, we know that for you sticklers, but what are the percentages Wednesday sounds stupid. So it's what are the odds Wednesday? And we'll start with the Hall of Fame. What are the odds your boy Jeff Bagwell gets in today?
I'll go 32%.
I think that's a fair number. I think he's going to make strides this year, which I think this whole thing is stupid about how each year guys get closer and closer, yeah, and then they finally get in.
We've like talked all of a sudden, he's worthy now.
Yeah.
Today.
But I think you're right. I think he's going to be closer, but we'll find out at 5 o'clock. So we'll let you guys know, and if he does get in, then we'll see about getting a guest who will.
What would your ballot look like?
Ken Griffey Jr. for sure.
That's it.
I have a different opinion of the Hall of Fame. It should be for the truly elite, not just for the really good.
I'm with you on that.
I do think if you base it on who's gotten in, mm-hmm, I think Jeff Bagwell deserves to be in there. And I saw a really compelling case for him that took into account all his defensive stats and everything else that made it look like he really belonged. And so it kind of changed my opinion a little bit. But if I had a vote, I think the only one I'd probably vote for is Ken Griffey this year.
I would vote for Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens.
Well,
first
okay,
and foremost.
Let me mention, because I'm just assuming they have no chance because of the Royd, okay, stuff. Of course, Bonds and Clemens would be on my list.
That's one and two,
and then Griffey.
And then Griffey. I think I would probably put Mike Piazza on the list, and because I would like to have an even number at five. I would have a hard time choosing between one. It'd be either. Trevor Hoffman would be in consideration, although I think being the closer is not like crazy about it.
Yeah, it's hard.
The other guy, and pure numbers, you might laugh at this up front, but pure numbers, Gary Sheffield would probably be my fifth guy.
Yeah, I would just stick with those three. Okay. I wouldn't go any deeper than that.
If there's only three guys voted in, it should be those three. And
yeah,
honestly,
no offense
to Ken Griffey Jr.,
Bonds and Clemens should go in before that. I'm just assuming there's no way they get in.
To make a statement and just to try to avoid as many people being voted in before them as they should, my ballot would just say Bonds and Clemens until they're in.
Yeah.
Because if those two aren't in, nobody deserves to be in.
But I wouldn't want Griffey to not be unanimous because I left him off because of those two guys. So that would be my three. Yeah. I'm assuming there's no chance those guys get in at this
not
point.
Not David Eckstein.
No.
Okay.
No,
all right.
Not him.
This is the last year for Alan Trammell.
Yeah, not quite.
I don't think he's a Hall of Famer.
Really good player, but not quite.
Billy Wagner in his first year. Do anything for you?
No.
I mean, when you look at the numbers for closers,
here's
he's
the thing.
Up there.
Yeah, he is, but if I'm taking a closer.
Lee Smith or Trevor Hoffman,
yeah,
are probably ranked,
yeah,
ahead of him.
I would take one of those two guys ahead of him.
I think so, too. It's so funny that they put guys like Brad Ausmus is eligible. Yeah,
that's just silly.
Why are we even doing this? What are we wasting time for?
Yeah, we Jesus Ortiz had his ballot up on cron.com, and we went over it briefly at the end of the show, and then we didn't really have time to talk about it. But he went with 10 guys, and he had Billy Wagner on his list. And I get that. I think if you're one of those guys who are going to put 10 on there, that's fine. I'm kind of getting to where, to me, the Hall of Fame should just be, you know, absolutely elite players. And yeah, the Bonds and Clemens thing, to me, they were Hall of Famers even before they were suspected of anything. So even if I was one of those who was bothered by that, which I'm not, those guys are in my book.
You know what? I forgot to say Mike Piazza. He should.
No,
be
you
in.
Mentioned him. Okay. I'm kind of iffy on him.
He's like the best hitting catcher that's ever played baseball.
Yeah, although, I mean, they could hit, but
who cares?
I care. I mean, the whole thing is, if you're going to be elite, you should do everything well. Or you should do it at a level that no one's come close to. Like
Roger Clemens sucked at hitting.
Well, but that's not what he was asked to do. And half the time he played in the American League. So quit using that ridiculous argument, Nick Wright. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Yeah, Rottweiler asking, what are the odds Tom Herman and Nick Wright have lunch?
Boy, how funny is all that nonsense?
Man, my phone has been blowing up all day from people wanting to talk about that. And if you haven't heard it, I have, this is one of those that, well, I'll let you talk about this first because I have mixed feelings about this whole thing.
Okay, I'll get started. Well, first of all, I heard it today. I don't listen to that show, and mostly because, how do I put this? I don't like their show. I just don't think it's a very good show. And no offense to those guys, I don't know either one of them. I know you're friendly with John, right?
Yeah, I worked with John for about 15 years, and
I can't listen to that dude on the air. I think he's terrible on the radio. How he's managed to have a career this long is beyond me. But good for him for doing it. Nick, I know, is a guy who he and Coach Herman mentioned it. He's more of an entertainer than anything, and if anybody can be down with that, it's me. Trust me, I'm far from a reporter, so. It's just not the show for me. I just don't like it. There are people who like every kind of show. That kind of show is just not for me. That said, so I listened to their thing today, and A, the whole taking up for each other in an interview, like a two-on-one type of interview, I mean, this is grown men stuff.
I'd like to think
you want to have a discussion with a grown man. Let the two grown men have a discussion. You ain't got to jump in.
I would think if you and I had a beef with someone, we would get the hell out of the way and let the other guy deal with
it.
Yeah. Which I think we've done in the past. And I just because we do it that way doesn't make it the right way, but I think I am with you on that.
Another thing is, you know, I think there's some middle ground on what they're really arguing about as far as. You know, Coach Herman's trying to say, like, there's a fire in wherever he said it, Miami, and it didn't kill anybody, or whatever their analogy was. I mean, there's no doubt that John was wrong. You don't say he's, you know, John came in to meet with me today is a totally different thing than John called me on the phone. Those two things aren't even in the same, I mean... They're completely different. There's no, well, you can kind of go that way, kind of go. No, they're just different. So there are people who call this show every day. And if you said, hey, have you met so-and-so that called in the show? I'd say, nope, he called into the show. That's like saying someone who tweets you, that's like having a meeting with them. Those are different things. So, but that at the same time, you know, it's not like John was totally wrong as far as what was happening in the long run, but he did misreport. He should admit that. And that's why I don't try to be a reporter. You know what I mean? I know I've never claimed to be, and I know John, that's his old deal. I get it. I feel like if you do this job, there's two kinds of guys. There's reporters who go out and cover the team every week and
David Dilotti
do all the legwork, and there's guys who are on here to entertain you and give opinions. And I feel like John used to be a guy that covered teams. Now he's a guy who sits on the radio and gives opinions. Like he said, he hasn't been to a single practice. He doesn't follow that team other than what he reads other people doing. It's the same way as the only team in town that I really cover is the Texans. That's the only team I'm talking to guys in the locker room. That's the only team I'm going to every game. You know, I go to Rockets games here and there. I'd never go to the post-game press conferences. You know, I'm not chasing down guys for sound. Same with the Astros. I just don't. I feel like I have a working knowledge of what's going on with those organizations, but I don't cover the team per se. It's clear that those guys don't cover the Cougars. And just like me, I don't cover the Cougars. I haven't been to a single practice. Hell, I haven't been to a UH football game since I've lived in this town. In person. I haven't. They give me a credential every damn year. Them and Rice. Never been to either one.
Keep trying to get you to go and get drunk.
I know.
They've got good beer there now.
Eventually I'll go.
Yeah, they've got really good beer there now. All eventually, the local breweries have setups there, so that's your reason to go.
Eventually I will go. But it'd be foolish of me to, if a buddy of mine who, you know, is close to the program or works for the program or whatever, drops me a nugget of knowledge, I'm not going to write up some story and post it and act like I'm breaking news, because I don't know. I don't know bleep about that, and I'm not just going to take a guy's word for it and all of a sudden pretend like I've done legwork, because that's not how reporting works, which is exactly why I'm not a reporter, because it involves too much legwork. I'm not about that. I'll let other people do the legwork, and then I'll form an opinion on it. That's what I've done for, you know, my entire radio career, which is up to 12, 13 years now. It works for me.
Jesus, you're getting old.
I know.
Wow.
I know. So I don't understand why people have such a hard time differentiating between the two things. And, you know, like I remember when I worked with Craig Way in Austin. Craig Way, while he wasn't really a reporter, he did have inside access to that program. He was told things sometimes that weren't meant for the air. And he chose not to give a lot of personal opinion on things, because you kind of want to do one or the other. You know what I mean? You don't want to report facts and give your opinion. You're one or the other in this business.
Unfortunately, though, that's not the way things are anymore. And I've thought very carefully about what I was going to say about this for a lot of reasons. And when we come back,
we'll play some sound from it, too.
We'll play some sound from it and let you guys know what happened, for those of you who don't know.
Because apparently a lot of you have stopped listening to that station, as evidenced by...
Yeah, because we're just looking at our latest ratings here.
So we'll let you guys hear it.
But there's a lot that you said that's completely right. And this is also a good time to mention, guess who we have scheduled for the show tomorrow?
Coach Tom Herman's going to come on the show. Hopefully... he'll entertain the idea of going to lunch with us.
Exactly. That's what we'll find out. I'm guessing the interview will go a little bit differently than today's. But one thing I am going to let him do is actually answer the question that they asked him and then kept cutting him off. We're actually going to ask him that question and let him answer it.
So petty.
I know. It was.
I mean, you're arguing over some. This is why. That's why I wouldn't put a headline up, because I don't want someone to argue with me over it, because I can't say, oh, well, I'm semantics, blah, blah, blah. When I give my opinion, I just give my opinion, and that's it. You can't, like, come to me and say, oh, that's wrong. And I could say, no, bro, that's my opinion on the matter. Reporting, Fred, it's no business for people like me.
Well, there's a lot there that you said that's right. There's a few things that are wrong.
I'd love to hear why I'm wrong.
And we'll talk about that when we come back, and we'll reset the whole thing for you. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Happy What Are the Odds Wednesday. Hope you guys are having a great one. Watch out for that rain there. Have a safe trip home. We'll get you there. It is What Are the Odds Wednesday, brought to you by Deep South Barrels. All right, kind of clarify what's going on. It's if you're not familiar with it, which apparently a lot of you aren't, there was quite the altercation on 610 this morning between Coach Herman, Nick Wright, and John Lopez over John Lopez's article. And we talked about it a little bit first segment. There's one thing I'm going to dispute what you said there. There's guys who report and then guys who get on here and talk about stuff. I think those lines were blurred a long time ago. There are people who do both, and I blame ESPN a lot for that. There's even newspapers were starting it when I was still doing it back then, where you'd have a guy who covered the team who was also writing columns about them. And those lines were blurred a long time ago. I think you see yourself as one way and people as another, but the truth is there's a lot of people that see themselves as all of these things. And, well, I don't know that that's necessarily the case with John. He doesn't break a lot of stories. I mean, and this is kind
then
of
why
a,
I try to do this one?
Well, I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
If you'll quit interrupting me, Nick, I'll tell you why.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely. No, but I think in this case, I believe John thinks what he was told was right. And I'm sure it came from an A&M source because that's where all his sources are. And I'm pretty sure I can guess who it was. And that's why he did the story as opposed to actually talking to someone at UH. And I think if he made some mistakes here, I'll tell you what they were. Number one was, if you get that, that's great. But if you're going to report it as an actual story, I mean, if you're just going to tweet it out, hearing Kyle Allen might go to UH, or Kyle Allen's going to wind up at UH, that's even different than writing a story. And I think what he should have done at that point, you call Coach Herman and ask for a comment. And if he denies the whole thing, then you have that in print, on record, so that when it comes back later and happens, you can say, it's not what you said then.
Yeah.
That's mistake number one. Mistake number two was Coach Herman came out with a statement about, you know, responsible reporting. Did not mention John by name. And if John had asked for my advice, I would have told him, just let that go. He didn't mention you by name. Just let it go. Have a personal conversation with him. But John went and wrote something defending himself. And where I think he looked bad was whenever you write anything where you're quoting your resume, you automatically come off as defensive. And nobody cares that you covered 30 BCS games or that you vote for the Heisman when it comes down to whether or not you got this right. And listen, I love John. I've worked with him for years. I respect him. I don't really care about what they do on radio because that time of morning I'm either doing show prep or working out. I rarely hear any morning shows, so I can't comment on that. I did listen to this a couple times. But I do think that's where he kind of made his mistake. And once you have the guy on air, have the debate. And I'm not going to blame John for this as much as Nick, who I've only met once, and he seemed like a good guy. But again, I don't pay attention to what they do over there. But that whole thing was him interrupting and trying to defend his partner. Let those two go after it. Let those two discuss it. And Coach Herman was good enough to go on there and discuss it. And they kept interrupting him and talking all over him, and I thought it just came off as unprofessional. And yeah, and look, I don't pretend to be a journalist anymore. I mean, I write commentary. If I have something I'm going to report, then usually, if it had been something like this, I probably would have called Joseph Duarte and said, "Hey, man, have you heard anything about this? Because I got this from somebody. I'm gonna and find out what's going on the UH end of things." But you know, that didn't happen. So I think the bigger problem is, and I don't think this was really addressed, but this comes 3 weeks after the same website reported that Herman was going to South Carolina.
Right.
After they picked up a tweet from somebody who didn't exist. So if you're him, yeah, you're a little pissed off. I don't blame him. And I think part of his comment had as much to do with that as it did what John wrote. And I'm not going to defend... Well, I'm going to defend John a little bit because I don't think he would write that unless he really believed what his source told him. He wouldn't make that up. And what he was right about is that the guy was going to wind up at UH. So he deserves credit for that. What he doesn't deserve credit for is if that is wrong, and okay, I'll do my source thing. I talked to a couple people over at UH. They said, no, there was no meeting. That they talked on the phone, which is basically what Herman said. At least,
but that's a big difference.
That's a huge difference, and that's where you have to at least say, you can't dig in your heels at that point. You have to say, well, if that is true, then I was wrong about that.
Right.
But I was, and the whole thing goes away. But from their perspective, if you're those guys, go look at Deadspin. Go look at Busted Coverage. They're everywhere now. They're getting all this attention for their battle with Tom Herman. So do you think they regret it even a little bit? And I think it's interesting to me because to your point of what's reporting and what's not, yeah, you know, I think too many people are trying to be first and not right.
Who cares about that? Who cares about being first?
Well, that's the problem. And I think Twitter's created that. And you know I've been old school on this forever. Just be right about it. Or do it in a way where you're not reporting something with facts that don't exist. Because then it throws water on everything else you do. And I have tried to look at this as objectively as possible because, you know my feelings on Coach Herman. You know my feelings on UH if you listen to this show. And, I respect the hell out of John and always have and still consider him a friend, although he may not be a friend anymore after he hears what I have to say. But
after he hears some honesty, God forbid.
Well, no, I think, though, I thought he came off – he came off as defensive, which – is to me, that's a bad red flag. And they didn't really let Coach Herman acknowledge what exactly his issues were without interrupting him. And I thought Nick was terrible. I got to say it. I don't think you can't keep talking over a guy like that. You can't keep making it about you. You never make the story about you, and that's what he did. And Dustin says, when John quoted his resume, he put himself in position of being held to a higher standard, and he fell when Herman called him on it. That's part of it, I think, but I also believe that it never had to happen.
Yeah.
All you had to do was just let that thing go, call Coach Herman about it, talk with him personally. No big deal, right?
Well, apparently they did.
Well, they did, and then they went on air. But no. I think what I'm saying is before you write your response – where he went and did all that. That's where it was wrong. And listen, I really believe that
what's the deal? Like, what's the big deal about? Would it have been illegal for Kyle Allen to be in town when he was?
Well,
classes
now,
were still going.
You
on?
Know what? We're going to have to ask Coach Herman about that tomorrow because I heard him try to answer that question on there and said no. He said no, it wouldn't have been illegal, but then they quickly changed the subject.
Okay.
So, John, play some of that, will you? Play, I know you got the list here. I'm sorry. Let's do the how old are you bit. That was probably my favorite bit of the whole thing. This is from our friends over at CBS Sports Radio 610.
KILTAM.
Yeah.
What's a smell test, Nick?
Is that a real question?
That's an absolute... Hey, who are you, man? How old are you? Are you like 19?
31 years old.
Yeah.
That wasn't very nice.
No, well, get to the one where he's talking about people not breaking the news that they're covering the team, because I do think these are two separate issues, because like I said, I'm sure Lopez's stuff came from the A&M
side. Did you see that that Nick went on to Twitter and tweeted at Coach Herman and said, for future reference, and then posted a link to the free dictionary for pass the smell test? And... I mean, at this point, you're just kind of trolling.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, that said, Coach Herman's wife got on, and you know how I feel about wives getting on Twitter.
Yeah.
Especially if you're in if you have any kind of celebrity, it's a terrible idea.
Which, by the way, they're getting to be now. I mean, she's all over websites, all over the place.
Dude, I mean,
and
he's
a big star, man.
First of all, he's the head coach of a team that – they just won a BCS Bowl, or not a BCS Bowl, whatever they call it, New Year's Six Bowl. And arguably the hottest coaching prospect in the country, like big-time coaching prospect, he's a celebrity. There's no two ways about it. He's a celebrity now. When he was when he's a coordinator at Ohio State, maybe you're not a celebrity, although a coordinator at Ohio State's still a pretty big deal. But now, Michelle Herman should probably not get involved in stuff like this, but it is kind of funny.
Yeah.
Because she tweeted for future reference and sent him what fact means. So, like I said, the whole thing is very petty.
It is.
But, I don't know, man. This is it's a bad look. What's funny is Nick Wright had nothing to do with this in the beginning. And he ends up looking the worst out of the bunch.
Yeah, he made it about him. He made himself the story. So, people want us to play the audio. Look, it's 22 minutes long.
We're not taking
22 minutes out of our show for that, if you want to listen to it. Lamont tweeted it out earlier. He actually did it before the for their
sports,
station put it
Sports up. Media LM, at Sports Media LM if you want to find it.
Yeah, check that out. But
we can't play that whole audio. It's literally 22 minutes long.
Yeah, and it's there's a lot of it that's just garbage. But we'll play a little bit more when we come back, and then we'll get on to some other stuff. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Follow the words, the style,
the trend. Everybody sucks.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. What are the odds Wednesday? All right, we'll do a couple more little brief things from this, and then we'll move on. But I do think here's the thing that people surprised that we're actually talking about the other station and that show. They made themselves a news, man, and that's news today. And that's one thing that I've always tried to avoid is don't become the news. But there's some people that like doing that, and we see it all the time, and it's not just I don't want to say it's just these guys doing it, because go look at Skip Bayless making news all the time and all those guys on First Take. And they're all out doing things that make them the news, and they get attention for it. So guess what? They're getting attention for it, and we're probably playing into it the way they want it. But hey,
the fact that they
– I don't think this was intentional, though.
The fact that they think that there's no – that it's semantics, basically, is what it was worded as. That it's semantics. The difference between meeting in person with a player or a phone call—that's way beyond semantics. I mean, that's a big difference. You know what I mean?
Oh, I agree, and I think that's where, you know. And again, neither guy really gave him the chance to say, look, and they didn't ask the question, was did he get it right that you talked to Allen and that he had it first that Allen was going there? Because he did get that right. The problem is they're so defensive about the other stuff that it just turned into a cluster bleep.
Is there a difference between, like, John, let's say you're a program director and I call up to the station and I'm like, hey, are you guys, or how about this? You call me. I'm pretend I'm talent. And you call me and say, hey, you think you'd ever be interested in maybe working here? Is that different than someone coming in and having a job interview? That's a pretty big difference, right?
Yes.
Okay. I mean,
no, I had to think about it just because.
I mean, Fred, you've been in management.
Yeah.
I mean, if you, like, you let's say you're running a newspaper, the sports page, and you see some guy who's writing in, you know, in San Francisco, and you really like his work, you admire his work, you think that he'd be a really good fit for you, so you put in a phone call and see, you know.
I'll give you a better example than where you're going, because this actually happened, I don't know how many times. I had a limited number of jobs. I would have big-time people working at big-time papers calling me all the time, saying, man, I'd love to work there.
Okay. That's a lot different than you calling them and say, hey, come on in, we're going to have an interview.
Exactly. And what I would usually say is, listen, we don't have anything right now, but I love your work, and I'll keep you in mind if something happens. And then if something did and you were interested in him, you give him a call, you bring him in for an interview, and you talk to him.
Yeah,
that is a
semantics.
Different thing. No. And I think that's part of it. And I do think that if I fault Coach Herman for anything here, if I'm him today, especially when Nick keeps sticking his thing in it, he should have just said, hey, you know what? If you're not going to let me answer the question, you guys brought me on to talk about this. Let's just end this because it's not working. And at some point, I think that's what he would. I think he should have ejected on it, frankly.
Yeah.
But I give him credit for not doing it. I think I would have. I said, listen, if you're not going to let me tell my side, you guys can go ahead and yell all you want. It's your show. But to your point on who's a journalist and who isn't, can you play the part where Coach Herman asks Nick if he's a journalist? This was over on our friends at 6:10 a.m.
Okay, well, I think I know the answer.
I don't know who you are, but I know I've read your tweets, and they're for a guy that considers himself a journalist. They're
I don't consider myself a journalist. I'm not a journalist.
What are you?
What? I'm a talk show host and an entertainer. Yes.
You're an entertainment personality.
No, I'm a talk show host, Coach. And I
see that's what you would say.
That is what I would say, because At the same time, I also know that you have a reporter's background, and if someone was, if someone's talking to you about something you reported, I'm not jumping in on it because it's none of my damn business.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Because if I'm wrong, then I should be called out, and I think it's totally fine to call people out when they're wrong. I really do. All right. One more that, well, the bit about the, he gets asked.
I don't know you, bro.
Yeah. But Nick tried to go to lunch with him at the end of the thing. This is one of my favorite parts.
Hey, Tom, when time slow down for you, can you and I have lunch?
Who is this?
That's Nick.
Nick, absolutely not. Nope.
Absolutely not. Nope. Do you have that thing, though, where that I asked you to get right before the show? Because I'm going to respond to this, because this one irritates me a little
and
bit.
And as far as the personal attacks on my age and my credibility and my career.
I asked who you were and how old you were.
Okay, and again, and to use the smell test again, anyone listening understands the connotation. Another word, much like meat, I can define if you'd like. But I will put my reputation and my career up against anyone in this town. I'm sorry that I hurt your friend's feelings. I'm sorry that I was a smartass on Twitter, and you ain't got time for it. But the idea that you wanted to come on the radio.
All right, I always love when people say this. I'll put my reputation, my career up against anybody in the city.
Okay.
I'll play that game with you. You want to do that, Nick? Let's put up $1,000 each. I'll play that game with you right now. $1,000. I'll give yours to charity when you lose it. Don't say stuff like that. That's, again, defensive. And when you're defensive, you're usually wrong.
Well, I kind of, going back and looking through the tweets between the two, like between Nick Wright and what he was tweeting at Coach Herman, and not really at Coach Herman, but adding Coach Herman, like to talk about Joseph Duarte and Mark Berman, who I don't know either one of those guys.
No, Joseph very well. Joseph worked with me for many years.
Okay. I said next to Mark Berman too. At an Astros game. And, I mean, he's...
Mark is a reporter. That's what he does.
He's a reporter. Yeah. But whatever. But him basically saying that they were wrong about Kyle Allen not coming to Houston for a meeting. Like, that's what they said. They tweeted out reports that Kyle Allen came to Houston for a meeting are not true. Well, yeah, they weren't true.
No.
And Nick was trying to say, "Would you want to apologize since it was true?" But it wasn't true.
And it's funny because...
And going back to that makes me think that all this is intentional. Like, bringing him on the radio and doing this is all intentional.
Yeah. Now that I'm looking at these tweets, I tend to agree with you. Interestingly enough, Hustletown with Craig Shelton and Jason Braddock, 7 o'clock tonight. I actually tweeted at Berman last week when he reported the kid from Manville was going to UH a week after Craig Shelton reported it. And just, said, let's make sure if we're going to do this, we give credit where it's due, right? So, but Mark's a very good reporter, and he gets a lot of stuff. All right, we're going to move on. We got plenty of other things to get to, but reminder, Coach Herman will be on the show tomorrow, and this will be a topic, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure.
I think it'll be a slightly different approach, though. That's all I'll say. It's the Blitz. As you
see, learn. Rapper Kenny Hop.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Come out to the Texans Grill in City Center at 5 o'clock Thursday for the Texans Pep Rally. They'll be giving away playoff prizes, including tickets against the Chiefs. The Houston Texans cheerleaders, Toro, and the Deep Steel Thunder Band will be in attendance. This event is one you won't want to miss. All right, we can move on here. You don't have to stay on this. It's fun, though. And my whole point with I'll put my resume up against anybody, you might want to actually think about who else is in the city before you do stuff like that. That's all. Because I'll play that game with pretty much anybody.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you're 20 years older than somebody. You tend to build up a little bit more. All right, 713-780-19. Exactly. I acted. But, Lamont said, AJ going all in, Fred's trying to respect the friendship. I'm trying to look at this as objectively as possible. And I don't think that – I just think that there's – it's something that was silly that it got so far out of hand. It really is. And it didn't need to. And I don't – you know, I don't think that – and I think Nick had more to do with it than John, to be honest with you.
I think so, and, too.
You know, that's...
Although John still wouldn't admit that he was wrong.
No.
And I guess he doesn't feel like he's wrong, and that's okay.
No, I,
but he's wrong.
Again, I'm going to reach out to John because I think, you know, I'd like to know his side of it. But knowing him, I think he believes what he was told is the truth.
But he was wrong.
He was wrong, yeah. Anyway, 713-780-ESPN, what are the odds Wednesday? Let's get back to what are the odds. What do you guys want to get to? Let's do it.
I don't know. I could do this all day. Talk about other people's shows all day. Somebody was like surprised that we're talking about the other shows. I think and by the way, all that audio that you heard is courtesy of 610 Sports Radio, KILT AM Houston. I like to give the proper crediting where it's due. I think the last time we played any 610 audio is when Rich Lord confused Jesse Jackson with Al Sharpton. And the awkwardness that ensued on that.
Yeah.
Because we played that audio because it was just, it's too good to just let something like that go.
Hey, look, we've made mistakes on this show before, too. We're going to make mistakes again. And if they want to make fun of us, be my guest, and then people come listen to us, and maybe we, you know, maybe we keep a few more listeners. I don't know. But, and I would just say this, it became a story. And it's out there nationally now, so I'm sorry. It's a big story in this town, and yeah, I think it was quite interesting. And I can't wait to talk to Coach Herman tomorrow. I was already looking forward to that interview anyway.
Oh, it's way more interesting.
But now I think it goes. So, John, do we know what time we have, Coach?
5:00.
Okay, so can we basically just, just in case, I want to give him a chance to say whatever the hell he wants to say, and we got a lot of questions to ask him. Can we just make sure that we're just blowing off the clock for as long as we need to with that?
It's fine with me.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he got 22 minutes with those guys.
Yeah. I want to go 23.
I'd take 21. I'm not trying to one-up, but I mean...
I am.
I at least want to get what they got for being douchebags. They're getting 22 minutes.
Yeah. Well, I just hope at the end he'll have lunch with us.
Me too.
Yeah. But...
Now, here's my other question for you that came from this.
Okay.
And when he was talking about guys like Joseph Duarte and Mark Berman being his friends, does that present a strange circumstance to you?
It's always a question that we dealt with is how, because here's the problem: to develop really good sources in an organization, you have to make friends. I did it. We all did it. And a lot of times it's not the obvious person. But you buy a lot of drinks, you buy a lot of lunches, you get to know them, you spend time with them. That's part of how you develop a source. On the other hand, as a reporter, you have to be objective, and that can be hard to do. I think what Coach Herman was trying to say is those guys are out here working their butts off every day. They're reporting responsibly. They're asking me, you know, is this true? And I get the sense that, and I'll give Joseph a call sometime this week and because I know he's out there working with him every day. But the truth is, Coach Herman's been pretty honest with everybody. The times we've had him on the show, he's talked about things that a lot of coaches won't talk about. You go and look at that story he wrote before the season where he broke down what it was like to be a first-time head coach, and he's getting into stuff that you're going, like, coaches don't talk about this.
Yeah.
So I think that it's an issue if you're friends to a point, because at some point you're going to have to write, this guy's getting fired. And that happens to everybody. And that's a hard thing to do. But, you know, those guys, I mean, that's their job is to report. And you have to have those relationships to get stories that nobody else is getting. But you also have to be prepared. At some point, you're going to have to write from another source that coach is getting fired.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things. It's a hard thing to do. But that's why I'm glad I don't have to mess with that anymore, man. I mean, I have friends who will tell me stuff. And if it's important enough, there's no reason for me to go break news. I mean, I write columns now. That's what I do. I basically do commentary on what's going on. I have no interest in breaking news unless there's been a few things with the racetrack that I've broken, which, you know, they told me about. Right. So For the most part, I don't care. If I find out something like that, I'm going to either pass it on to somebody who it matters to, or, you know, like Delotti or something like that, or I'm not going to mess with it. And it's just, I don't have any interest in that anymore. But it doesn't mean I don't want people to be responsible in what they do. That's all. Somebody wants us to drink before coach. That'd make a great interview.
Listen, we got to pretend to be professional.
Well, I hope he'll still come on tomorrow, because after that, if I were him, I'd say, you know what? I've heard these guys. They're kind of out there. Maybe I shouldn't, but I have a sneaking suspicion he'll be here.
Yeah.
Patrick asked, what are the odds the Cougars can make the playoffs if they go undefeated? I actually saw on ESPN when they did their bowl wrap-up, they mentioned that as a possibility. If they go undefeated next year, they'll be in the playoff talk.
Depending on where they start, I mean, I guess that's a possibility.
If you look at it, if they do go undefeated, that's going to be a win over OU.
That's true.
That's going to be a win over a much better Louisville team, both of which they get here. In addition to, I don't know what Navy's going to be without that quarterback. The rest of their schedule is pretty pedestrian, but that's two pretty high-profile wins, and if you run the table coming off of that...
Yeah, it's so hard to say.
They'll be in the conversation, unless you've got unbeaten SEC, unbeaten Pac-12, right. Unbeaten Big 12, yeah.
Would you put an unbeaten UH that played that schedule in under over a one-loss SEC team?
Right.
And that's, I mean, but that's so far away, who knows?
Yeah.
But I do think it's not out of the question.
Yeah. Somebody says it'd make more sense for a young, aspiring up-and-comer to try to make a splash with a headline, not someone who has years of experience. True, but it wasn't the headline that made the splash. It was the response.
Yeah.
Anyway. Quick break. I hope he takes my $1,000 challenge. We'll start picking out what charity gets that $1,000. I think the Zhong Li Marriage Fund would be a good one.
Yeah.
What do you think? Send them someplace nice?
Yeah.
I need more than $1,000.
Well, that'll get you a start. It's a fund.
It would.
We'll start building it. That'll be the first donation.
And I'll take it to Lake Charles and put it on black.
Yeah, good idea.
You know what? Screw that. That'll go to my World Series of Poker fund then. We're going to play that game. Anyway, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.